morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Hey, cattlemen. Want to capture an extra $24 a head from your stocker operation? You can with Synovex One Grass. It provides steers and heifers long-lasting weight gain for up to 200 days. In an Oklahoma trial, stockers implanted with Synovex One Grass outgained cattle implanted with Revelor G or Encore by 20 pounds. Implant with long duration Synovex One Grass this spring and increase your profits by up to $24 a head. Visit growwithsynovex.com. Do not use Synovex products in veal calves. Refer to label for complete directions for use, precautions, and warnings.
It's the 19th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 17th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Wacomas, Oklahoma, featuring 100 home-raised registered Angus bulls from fall 26 to spring 2017 bulls, selling with the genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. Also selling 40 select grass-ready registered Angus females. The sale books mailed on request. Also go online to PollardFarms.com or MSAuction.com.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. According to this week's crop progress report released by USDA on Monday, winter wheat conditions in Oklahoma have improved slightly, rated currently at 27% very poor, down from 36% the previous week, 45% poor up from 41, 21 fair up from 17, and 7% good to excellent. Winter wheat jointing reached 13%, down 7 points from the previous year, but unchanged from normal. Canola blooming reached 4%, up 1 point from the previous year and up 2 points from normal. The state's canola crop is rated this week at 26 very poor, 34 poor, 27 fair, and 13% good to excellent. Conditions of pasture and range were rated at 10% very poor, 31 poor, 39 fair, and 20% good to excellent. Meanwhile, winter wheat's condition in Kansas is rated this week at 15% very poor, 35 poor, 37 fair, 12 good, and 1 excellent. Finally, in Texas, the lack of rain has continued to impede optimal growing conditions for small grain crops across the plains, while cotton planting is just getting underway in areas of the lower valley and south Texas. Wheat's condition in Texas is rated this week at 13% good to excellent, 34 fair, 23 poor, and 30 very poor. Corn planted is up 15 points from last week, currently at 26% complete, ahead of last year by 2 and the average by 8. Sorghum planted rates at 18% complete, up just 1% from last week, but on par with this time last year and ahead of the average by 7 points. Range and pasture conditions rate this week 29% good to excellent, 37 fair, 25 poor, and 9% very poor. In other news, the Department of Agriculture on Monday announced the formal process to withdraw the Organic Livestock and Poultry Practices Final Rule. Published January 19th last year, the last-minute Obama-era rule would have increased federal regulation of livestock and poultry for certified organic producers and handlers, according to USDA. The withdrawal becomes effective May 13th, 2018. Following review last year, USDA claims the rule exceeds the federal agency's statutory authority and that the charges to the existing organic regulations could have a negative effect on voluntary participation in the National Organic Program. USDA Marketing and Regulatory Program Undersecretary Greg Iba said in the announcement that existing organic livestock and poultry regulations are, quote, robust and effective. According to USDA reports for 2017, the number of certified organic operations increased domestically by 7% and globally by 11%. Industry estimates show that organic sales in the United States reached almost $47 billion in 2016, reflecting an increase of almost $3.7 billion since 2015. You got farm news on Ron.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with the authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and proud to be a part of the 2018 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. Be watching and listening for coverage from the OIE on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Powered by ITC, your energy superhighway.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.